everyone, and welcome back to the Geek Productive YouTube channel. Today, I am with Tiago for our final video. Our final video is all about Notion, so it's going to be quite an interesting chat. We've both had good touch points with Notion, and we're going to be diving into the sort of our thoughts on the application in just a short roundup. Yeah, so Notion, obviously Notion's something that we have both sort of discovered, and you have mentioned it a little bit before on the blog, right? Obviously we've had a chat about it. What are your current thoughts on the application?
Yeah, I have a lot.
Yeah.
So I think the way that people are thinking about Notion is kind of wrong.
Okay, why is that?
So Notion has partially on its own, itself kind of framed itself as a note-taking app.
Yeah.
Right. And many other people have framed it as a note-taking app. And I think a big reason for that is that note-taking is sort of easy to sell. It's easy to kind of explain. And I'm sure part of it is also taking advantage of, which is a smart move, of some of the user dissatisfaction of Evernote. Some of the people and there's a lot of them that aren't kind of happy with the product, and there's been a little bit of an exodus, I think. I know Notion built like an automated Evernote importer, which I thought was a very direct move. But I think from my experience with Notion, it is not a note-taking app at all. You know, the key. Yeah, yeah. So
under they.
So I think it is much more related to, it really is attacking Google Docs.
Hmm.
Much closer to Google Docs. Google Docs, originally was attacking Microsoft Word. So they were just like word processing, but now in the cloud, right? But if you look at the way that people use Google Docs, much of the time, it's something like a dashboard, right? You're not like writing like novels and like long things of text like you would in word processing. You're creating something that's a little more permanent, right? It has, say, links to all your the photos you're using for an event, or it has, the details for a project, or you're using it as a team to-do list or something like that, right? And I think Notion is actually serving that market. Basically, people who are using Google Docs kind of hacking it. And they're really, I don't know, even know what you would call this market, like the productivity dashboard market or the productivity documentation
modular market, right? That's all.
Yeah, it's like what does that even mean? We have to invent, maybe you should invent the term that's popularized.
Yeah, I will try. But the way that I see it is, like, I feel like it's going to be the stepping stone to AI. What do you think?
How so?
Well, because we've like traditionally done stuff in like a really structured way, whereas we've been introduced to this modular productivity where you can like build whatever you want. But once they add, well, not once Notion add, but once in say 5-10 years, there's that automation element and AI element that understands what you do during your day, then that dashboard then becomes the system. That's just like, I don't know, I'm maybe thinking a bit too far ahead.
No, I like it. I mean, I think that's what all these apps are sort of preparing for, or they should be preparing for, is, yeah, machine learning is gonna wash over this industry like a tidal wave.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, like, so much of what we do, like, we just did our things video, so much of like this little like tagging, and then filing, and then like, I as a human really shouldn't be doing. I should not be responsible for that. I currently have to be because we don't yet have an algorithm that can understand what those things mean.
Yeah.
But I think that's AI is definitely going to change a lot.
Yeah. But won't that because like I say there's like a cult of productivity, right? Like where we're obsessed with the way that we do stuff. Won't that totally erase that?
Well, for some of us.
Yeah.
Hopefully not you and me. Hopefully not you and me. I mean, I think what's going to happen is what's always happened, is we're going to have to elevate our, work on higher order, more complex, more creative things.
Yeah.
I mean, in the old days, the productivity experts were like, how to oil the keys on your typewriter.
Yeah.
You know, that was productivity tips probably in the 1920s.
Yeah.
Today we're talking more about your project list, how to define goals, you know, things like this. In the future, it's going to be like how to design your personal AI assistant algorithm and customize it for your own workflow.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It'll do everything you need it to.
Yeah. You just have to be very nice to it and speak really politely.
Yeah, that's it. Don't swear at it. But going back to Notion, like it, what do you think of it? Like, do you rate it? Do you like actually recommend it these days to people? Because that obviously is starting to sort of fall into the second brain category slowly, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm slowly learning about it, you know, watching videos here and there. I have a small group of sort of people I'm watching. You're one of them. There's like Maria Aldre. There's a few of the other names are escaping me. But they actually, I have a Slack workspace for Forte Labs, and they created a channel called Notion, only for talking about Notion, and it's like the most active channel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You should jump in there.
Yeah.
The party.
Pick me up. Yeah.
but basically they are getting, they've all taken my course. They're getting my ideas and applying them to Notion.
Yeah.
And so for now I'm just letting them do that and kind of waiting to see if anything really remarkable emerges. But if it does, then I'll integrate it somehow. Like this is how the ecosystem works. You know, we all kind of watch each other and borrow things from each other.
Yeah.
In the future, I may do like sometimes I do special editions of Building a Second Brain where I teach people to build their second brain in X.
Yeah.
I've done that in the past with Microsoft OneNote. But I might do that with Notion. So I don't know. I'm keeping an open mind, but for now I'm focused on just really note taking itself, which to me, the key criteria is effortless capture.
Yeah.
Right. The very essence of notes is that it's not like this database entry. You're just whipping out a little note, writing just something there, very casual, very informally, whatever it is, and then just saving it. And I save, you know, a dozen notes, actually, no, a few dozen notes a week, you know, and Notion doesn't seem, and often I don't know where those notes will end up for months or years. They go into different notebooks, and then over time I figure out where they belong. And Notion doesn't seem like that sort of effortless quick capture. It seems like it's significantly less emphasized.
Yeah, at the moment it's lacking. It's not got the Evernote quality web clipper. It doesn't have the offline abilities. It doesn't have email capture or forwarding. It does lack those things, and that's where I think for like hardcore productivity people in the community, that's why a lot of people aren't fully moving over. But when they do add them and automations come, like Zapier integrations in it and all that, I think that's going to where it goes a bit crazy.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
Interesting.
Really? Yeah, and you got to go to the offices and meet the team. I mean, I think they're like a really nice bunch of people. I think we can agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah. Super nice people. I met up with their new head of, actually not really new anymore, but their head of marketing, Camille. She was very nice and had lunch with them and chatted productivity. It's very weird and funny that, you know, there's only like 20 of them or so, and we're sitting in this like warehouse office in the Mission in San Francisco, and it's like there's like a lot of people using the thing that is being built in this very room, you know.
Yeah. No, that's a good thing, because like you look over the screens and it's all like Notion. But what I quite like, I think, I don't know, like, once people get it, like, I've seen people just, like, use it in such amazing ways. And I totally missed out on, like, pre-Evernote. But when sort of I at least saw Evernote was being used in so many different exciting ways that people were like, wow, this is incredible. And I think that's this era. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that Notion is the new hot kid on the block.
Yeah.
And I think if they, you know, they continue to execute like they've been executing, they have a very clear shot at being the dominant idea management platform. Like, no question.
Yeah.
The question is, you know, I have a number of doubts on this all-in-one productivity platform idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I think as you do more with productivity and your work gets more complex, you tend to use more tools, not less.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that framing is going to be the best. And of course there's going to be challengers, you know, like the more successful Notion is, the more that the big tech companies, new startups, Evernote and the established ones are going to eye them and start to borrow ideas. You know, none of this happens in a vacuum. They all kind of influence each other. So I'm just excited that I'm not building a tool. I can just sit back.
Whatever. Just bat it out.
Yes.
One final question before we sign off the Tiago Forte week. Evernote, where do you think it's going? And because they've been spending a lot of time trying to develop features behind the scenes and release it and sort of build that stability again. Where do you see it in a year's time?
Yeah, I sat down recently with Ian. I met up with Ian at their offices. There's no like secret knowledge. I have no, you know, advanced knowledge of anything. But you know, they're really focused on the fundamentals of the platform, which if you were listening to the video, you'll know, is for me the most essential thing is like the core user experience. That's one reason that there's not a ton of new features, not a lot of sort of advancement. And I like that Ian is very product centric. He's very in the innards of the product, into the technology and the implementation, into how it actually works, which I think is critical. So I have a lot of confidence that they're going to emerge. They have a great culture, an incredible user base, an incredible community of certified consultants and content creators. I'm one of them. And those things don't go away so easily. I really wouldn't count Evernote out.
Yeah, that's it. I'm also one of them too, but I do more scaremongering than I do. The thing is, I've realized in the last couple of months, I definitely need to do more like solid videos on how to use Evernote because it is a great tool. And like you said, it is a reliable, brilliant note taker. So it's good news. Yeah,
you know, it takes so many years for a tool to become mainstream. Like from the time you first launched to actually being something that, you know, the people that listen to your channel that are in my audience tend to be super early adopters. People who are willing to try something that is barely, you know, working, unproven, unvalidated. I work a lot with, you know, like a big insurance company in like Milwaukee, right? They're years away from adopting anything like Notion, right? They're it's like you have to step back a little bit from your bubble sometimes and realize that most people don't obsess about technology 24/7. And that's why I think I'd rather stick to the I'm not an early adopter. Paradoxically, when it comes to productivity apps, I want the last generation that is completely figured out and completely mature, and I'll wait until the next generation is mature before moving to it.
That's it. I'll do the search and then I'll report back. All right.
Nice.
Tiago, where can everyone find you? Because we've done our three videos. We've spent an hour talking. It's been great. And where can people find you after the talk?
I'm most active on Twitter at Forte Labs. That's also my website, fortelabs.co. And there you can find links to my course, Building a Second Brain, which is buildingasecondbrain.com. That's really my main focus is helping people use these tools to not just be, you know, more productive, but to build a almost literal second brain with all the incredible benefits that entails. So I encourage them to reach out to me.
Amazing. Thank you, honestly, for taking the time out. It's been really great, and I'm dead excited to release these. So, and I think people will really take value from them. So, head on with your day, and I'll talk to you soon. Yeah,
it's been really, really good talking to you, Francesco. I really had a good time.
Me too. All right, I'll see you soon. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See you, man.